With the Yomim Naroim almost upon us, Rosh Hashanah coming up, Yom Kippur coming up, it might be Kedai to think of two images which seem really in a way to be contradictory to one another, but of course they're not. On the one hand, we have the peak, I guess, of the Musaf, of Yom Kippur, we have the Avodah, and as part of that, we prostrate ourselves before the Rebbeinu Shlalom, Va'akoyanim, Va'om, Asher, Ba'azoro, Shor Yoimdim, Ba'azoro, Kishor Yoshoimim, Es Hashem, Hanichbot, Va'anoiro, Dotten Yoitzim, Epi Koen Godel, Bekdushov, Tahoro, O Yokoirim, O Mishtachavim, O Moidim, V'noiflim, Al Pneim. There's this gesture of total subjugation. Noiflim, Al Pneim. And then you have the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. And B'shas the Tkiyas, the Chaloch, is that we have to stand, you're not even allowed to move, to lean, I mean. So there's the standing up straight and there's the prostration. Very, very interesting, like two pictures which seem to sort of play to two aspects of our personalities. There's a time to stand straight and there's a time to prostrate ourselves. Or maybe we shouldn't even say that there's a time. I would say better, perhaps, that there's a circumstance. There's a circumstance within which it's appropriate to prostrate ourselves, and there's a circumstance in which it's appropriate to stand straight. This business of standing straight, very much on my mind. Atem nitzovim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Nitzov doesn't say atem omdim. The connotation of the word nitzov as standing means standing up straight, standing up to. Mi yis yatzev lifnei b'nei anak. Like, who can stand up against them? Emes b'yatzev v'nochon v'kayam. Standing up straight and firm. Then you have a matzeva. A matzeva whatever you call those things, standing up straight. Firmly, that's what the connotation is of nitzov, which is very interesting, because atem nitzovim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem, the bris of nitzovim, the Chazal says the bris of arvos, very, very interesting, that there's a din of kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh, that's why at the end of the Pasha over here, we say, hanistoros l'Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lonu l'voneinu ad olam, that we can only accept avos on the niglos, and the nistoros we can't, if we don't know what the people are doing, how can we accept avos on that? But haniglos lonu l'voneinu, so kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh, if one of us sins, so it's a pegam in all of us. The Chazal say the same thing by a tzaddik. That's why the mitzvahs of a tzaddik, the hanhoga of a tzaddik, can be wonderful for everybody. So what's going on over here is very interesting. Like, we're getting off the road a little bit as far as Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is concerned. We'll go back in a moment. But over here, what's happening over here? Avos. What does avos mean? That the sin of one is the pegam of everybody. The schus of one is the schus of everybody. What does that mean? What are the connotations of that? That means that the whole of Klal Yisrael is one body, like the Am Hashem is a one singular body of people who form one entity. And that's why the sin of one is poigem me. The mitzvah of one purifies me. That's a Moyer de Gezach. And dafke here, where the subject of the Pasha is a total blending into a new unit. Klal Yisrael is one single unit in which each person is only a prat of a whole. And how do you go about that? Atem nitzovim hayom kulchem. Each one of you is standing up straight in the plural. Look, we've pointed that out a few times in the last couple of weeks. The switches from singular to plural and plural from singular to... It's you have it right here also. So interesting. Let's read that posuk for a moment. Atem nitzovim in the plural. Hayom kulchem. Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Roshechem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Shvetreichem. Koilish Yisrael. Tapchem, Nesheichem, Vegercho, Shebekerof, Machanecho. Like, every single one of you counted separate. Yeah, we're talking to a public. And what's the purpose? Le'avrecha bevris Hashem Elokechem. Not le'avrechem, but le'avrecha bevris Hashem Elokechem. To make one unit out of you. That's a moirde gezach. In other words, you've got this atem nitzavim. I don't want you to be a bunch of mosquitoes sort of running around you. You look at the ants. They're climbing on top of each other and among each other. It's a complete blending of each individual. There is no individual, really. It's an entity made up of lots of little protem. Here it's not. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. You're standing up straight. Each one of you is a yochid. Each one of you is perfect, a perfect independent being. Novosten, what do you have to do with yourself? You have to take this greatness, this Mamlechas Koyanim, you remember we talked about Rashi over there. Mamlechas Koyanim is a Mamloch of Sorim, princes, aristocrats. That's what the Rabbi Shon wants to be Mamlechon. See, getting back now to Rosh Hashanah, so Tkiyas Shofar, Shonim say, of course there are all kinds of kavonas by the Shofar, but one of them certainly is, I think, Avsadya Gaon talks about it, this idea of being mamlich the Rebbe Nishlarim, that when there's a coronation, when the king is being crowned king, so there you blow the trumpets, you blow the shofaros, so the Shofar is the moment of Hamlocha of the Rebbe Nishlarim. So I would have thought, wouldn't that be nice if at that moment that Hoyokorim, Shkachavim, Umaydim, Venoiflim, Alpineim, wouldn't that have been a great idea that all of us should at that moment of Tekiyas Shofar prostrate ourselves in front of the Rebbe Nishlarim, say, Rebbe Nishlarim, we're nothing. And the Halocha is the other way around. Dafka, when you're being mamlech, see, on Yom Kippur, when we're talking about Yotzim Mipikoy and Godel B'Kedusha of Tahora, then we're takim mevatel ourselves. That measure of Tahara, that measure of Kedusha, of which the Kohen Godel is capable, that he should be able to say on Yom Kippur, to stand there, and to show you, Koyadim V'om, Shoyimdim V'Azoro, yeah, when they heard the shame hanichbad vahaneira mefeiros yoytzim mipivkai and gadol b'kedusha of tahara, at that point noflim al peneim. There we are aware of our afisas. There we are aware of the effersness of what we really are, and that's appropriate there to be noflim al peneim. But in the moment of being mamlech l'Rabbein Shlalom, of declaring him a melech, at that time dafka we're not noflim al peneim. We stand, we don't even lean, and we are nitzavim. So the Torah has so many evocative images about that, and that seems to be such a big yesod. I'm thinking of Yisrael, where Rabbi Hashem takes us out from the Machane to go to Asinai, vayisyatzvu betachtesaho. That's also nitzavim. Vayisyatzvu betachtesaho. That's a mildly gesagt, because from the betachte sahor, what do Chazal say? That kofa aleim hake gigis, that the Rabbi Nishlalem was kofa aleinu hake gigis. Let's take it how literal it is, whatever, whether it's emotional, whether it's not, doesn't matter. But the image which the Torah wants us to have is of the mountain suspended over us. And we are being told, guys, listen to this. Im tekavlus ha-toyro mutev, vim la poite kuburasrem. You are totally impotent. It's not your choice. You're being forced into this. So wouldn't have that been a beautiful time to be Neuflim Alpineim, to say to the Rebbeinu, oh wow, this mountain is over us. We know we don't have a choice. We know we're nothing, 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 nothing. The Torah Ke'ilu is being forced down our throats. And Davke Vayis Yatzvu Tachtesahor. The imagery is very, very, very graphic. And you see over here this dichotomy, this idea of standing straight, of being an individual, being a significant individual, standing up straight like a melech, and at the same time blending completely into this am of Klal Yisrael le'avrecha hayom bevris Hashem Elokecha as a single unit. But you see, that unit, we see this again and again, and we've talked about it again and again, that unit is not made up of ants. that unit is made up of Mamleches Koyanim, of people, each one of whom is a tsar, each one of whom is an aristocrat. Now, then the koyach of the aristocrat is that when appropriate, he is mevatel himself to the melech. So that's the Behudeloi Korah, Bemoidim, we talked about that, this Nase Nochash, that Moidim is the time when our chulyas, that means the vertebrae of the spine, which is the symbol of our malchus, the standing up straight, which is the symbol of our malchus. So there's a moment at which, by Moidim, we have to take these vertebrae and split them from each other, and deny the straightness of the spine, and be able to bow it in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it has to be a spine, and after we've bowed, we have to get up again, and we have to stand up straight again. Because it's this togetherness, to be straight, to be choshev, to be somebody very, very, very significant. That is what really everything is all about. If we just look upon ourselves as a bunch of failures, as a bunch of just disasters, then nothing's going to happen. How are we going to be Ovid Hashem, and what we're going to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, here, I offer myself up to you. Never mind that we're not like the Bechoros of Hevel, where we're a million times worse than the stuff that Cain brought. Yeah, when I garnish, and being a garnish, I offer myself up to you. And the Rabbi Shem said, I don't need garnish. Yeah, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. I need Sorim. I need people who are Nitzav. I need people who stand straight. And then, if you stand straight, that means you know your worth. You know who you are. You know of what you are capable. You know your potential. And a lot of times within your life, you reach that. And you do great things, and you do good things, and you are aware of your chashivas. Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem lifnei Hashem elokechem. And that you take, and you subordinate to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I'm aware of my milas, but I machnia myself to before you. That is the balance which the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. It's very interesting that you have this word kulchem over here. I'm not the dashening words in the Torah, but the emes is, you know, kulchem has this dual meaning, which is so interesting. Yeah, we get brought to our attention every year in the Haggadah. What's going on over there? I think we've talked about it before. The shaila is, what does it mean, kol yomeichayecha? Because the word kol has two connotations. The word kol means whole, and the word kol means everybody, everything. Kol hayomim means all the days, including the Yemos HaMashiach. But it can also mean the whole day, including the night. Not only the day, but the whole day. Kol yomeichayecha, the totality of the day. So the word kol has both connotations. So over here, it carries a lot of freight over here in this pasuk. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem elokechem. So what's kulchem mean? Your entirety or all of you? Well, I think that in the Pshuta Shel Mikra it means all of you, because that's what it says. Kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Shvatrechem, Koil Ish Yisroel, every single one, namely Tapchem, and so on and so forth. So it means everybody. But at the same time, what do we hear? We hear also the totality, because the word koil incorporates within itself also that meaning. So it means the totality. So there you have this dichotomy, you have these two things. You are a separate choshever, aristocrat, you are a person who stands up straight, you're a person whose spine is straight, you're standing at attention, you're standing, ich bin a choshever mensch. And what do you do with that? You go and you become part of an that you become a totally mevuteldicke part of this which are Arevim Zebazeh, which in their being Arevim Zebazeh, tights up this oneness, the fact that Klal Yisrael is one entity, Moyodik, what's going on over here. But the Gabbai Rosh Hashanah said it before in the last couple of weeks. I really think that that's the see from these psukim in the Torah. You see how the Torah addresses us. You're just thinking again about this Moyodik image. I can't get away from it. Vayis Yatzvu Betachte Sahor. To be Betachte Sahor and still stand straight. And still be Tachte Sahor. And still stand straight. And still be Tachte Sahor. Wow, the Yom Narom are really, they make demands of us. But those demands are so satisfying. There's something over here which is such a terrific experience. To be able to tell myself, I'm a Ben Odom, I can stand up straight by Tekiyas Shofar, I'm Mamlich L'Rabbeinu Shalom, but I'm Mamlich as a Kohen, as a Sar. But I know Yom Kippur's coming up, and then we become bottle. It's more than what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us, that if we would just live Jewishly, that means if we would live and allow ourselves to experience the full range of meaning which there is in all these terrific things that we are called upon to do, it would really be an unbelievably choshev zach, that we can live through these seemingly contradictory matzavim, because ultimately there are no contradictions. That's part of the yichud of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that a lot of different qualities, a lot of different aspects, a lot of different faculties can all be significant within their own right, and at the same time be amenable to a blending, so that ultimately of all the ribui there comes one yichud. So Moyodik Azach, when we think about it. So I was thinking about this, these ideas which just now I've been talking about. So I just happened to open up a magazine, not a magazine, it's a Torah journal. I just opened it up, and there was an article which caught my eyes. And Mamish, it's Elokim Inno LeYodi. It's this week, and. We have in Vayelech, Nitzov in Vayelech, we also have in Vayelech the mitzvah of Hakel. And the mitzvah of Hakel is a very interesting mitzvah, this. Like, we don't know much about it because we've never experienced it. But it carries enormous connotations. Let's have a look in Vayelech at this mitzvah of Hakel. Vayitzav Moshe Oysom Lema Miket Sheva Shonim B'moed Shnas HaShmito B'chak HaSukos B'voy Kol Yisroel Liros. I'm sorry, Leiroos Espnei Hashem Elokecho B'mokom Asher Yivcha Tikro Es HaToyro HaZois Neged Kol Yisroel B'oznehem Hakel Es Ha'om Ho'anoshim V'hanoshim V'hataf וגרחו אשר בשורךו, למען ישמו ולמען ילמדו, ויורו אס השם אלוהיכם, ושומרו לעשות את כל דברי התורה הזאת. Mitzvah of Hakel. Everybody should come together, and the Melech comes to read parshiyos from the Torah. Just want to read to you. I have to admit I haven't seen this Rambam before, but in the article that I'm talking about, and I'll explain that to you in a moment, he quotes this Rambam. So I looked in the Rambam, and I had another raya that it's not a great idea to be in Am Haaretz, because I didn't know this Rambam before, and I wish I had. The Rambam over here in Perek Gimel Halach Vav, it's really very, very impressive. It talks about Hakel and the people listening. So it says, and hey, Hakriyu v'abrochos b'lshoin ha'kodesh, sh'neimah tikros ha'toyro ha'zois b'lshoinah. So it has to be b'lshoin ha'kodesh. Now, what about the Geirim, the Rambam says in Halacha Bov? What about the people who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh? So, and it says Beferus that the Geirim are part of Hakel. So, what are they going to do? They don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Zok the Rambam, the Geirim, she'enon makirim, chayoven lehochen libam, ulehakshev oznam. Let them listen, they don't understand. But let them listen, lishmaya, be'emo, v'yiro, v'gila, v'ro'oda, k'yoyim shenitna boi v'sinai. Moirotek, what the Rambam says. Let them stand, Hakel, the people who are there by Hakel, akiilu, they're standing by Sinai. We'll elaborate on that in a moment. Again, v'geirim she'enon makirim, chayoven lehochen libam, ulehakshev oznam, lishmaya, be'emo, v'yiro, v'gila, v'ro'oda, k'yoyim shenitna boi v'sinai. And furthermore, afilu chachomim gedolim, shiyodim kol haTorah kula, chayovin lishmoya bekavono gedoylo yesero, umi sheino yochel lishmoya, mechavin lipo likriyazu, shloi kova hakosva elo lechazek daso emes, v'yirei atzmo kilu ato nitztave. See, we're back at Sinai again, as though this is the moment of Sinai, kilu atko nitztave, umipi ha'gvuro shoymo, just like we were at Sinai, shamelech shliachu l'hashmiya divrei okel. Very, very powerful Rambam. And that the melech, the concept of the melech being a shliach, very, very interesting. But the main idea over here is this thought that Hakel is a sort of a mini Mamet HaSinai, which comes to us every 7 years. And in this article, he brings the two descriptions, the one of Mamet HaSinai and the other one of Hakel, and it's really spooky how very, very similar they are. I'll just read it to you because that you can share this idea and know that Hakel is a sort of a mini Mamet HaSinai. In Vos Chanan it says like this by Mamet HaSinai. Raki shom elecho shmo nafshecho ma'od pentishkachas hadvorim asher rohu einecho yom asher omadato lifnei Hashem elokecho b'choyref b'moy Hashem elai Hakel. See the same word again. Li esoam v'ashmi'em es dvorai asher yilmedun l'yiro oisi kol hayomim asherim chayim al ho'adomo v'es b'nehem yilamedun. What does it say? V'yelech Hakel Esoam, who anoshim va anoshim ataf vegeirecho asher bishorecho leman yishmu uleman yilmedu veyiru veyoru es Hashem elokechem veshomru lasus kol divrei haTorah hazos uvenehem asher lo yodu yishmu velomdu leyiru Hashem elokechem kol hayomim asher atem chayim. Very, very much the same loshen. That's the mitzvah of Hakel. What's all this got to do with what we were talking today? Because this article which I'm talking about, he really was zeroed in on a different aspect of Hakel, and that is the way that the Torah introduces to us when the mitzvah of Hakel was niskayam. So what does it say over there? Vayitzav Moshe oisom lema miketz sheva shonim. At the end of 7 years, b'moed shnas hashmita, at the time of the shnas hashmita, b'chak hasukos, that's when there's Hakel. So this Yid who wrote this article, I don't think he's a big Rosh Yeshiva or anything, he was a Yid who had this auras and kol hakavod. I think it's a moirdika insight that he has over here. And that is, what is this shnas hashmita? So miketz sheva shonim b'shono reshoina shel shmita b'shminis. So the 8th year, that means really the first year, not the shmita year, but the year after the shmita, is called the shnas hashmita. Now the yesod on which this article which I'm talking about was based is that you see in the Torah, with one exception, that when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of the 7th year of allowing the land to lie fallow, that you're not allowed to do the avoida in the fields, in Behar, the word Shmita doesn't occur. It's always only Shvius, the 7th year, the 7th year, the 7th year, 7th year. Shmita Shomot is in connection with Shmita's Ksofim. Zedva HaShmita, you want to know what Shmita is? Shomot Kolbal Mashe Yodo, let every creditor withdraw his hands. In other words, Shmita is really the time when debts are taken away from the creditor. The creditor no longer has the right to claim his debt. That is really what the meaning of shomot is. Now, why should the eighth year be called Shnas HaShmita? We learned just now that Hakel is in the eighth year. So, you have to learn Bar Kochach. I mean, in Rashi there's a drosha, but that's, I think, Beder Drush. But the drosha of Chazal, that it's called Shnas HaShmita because there are certain mitzvahs of the Shmita which are still Noyeg in the eighth year. But I think the Pshuta Shel Mikra, I think the person who wrote that article, I think is right, that it's really called Shnas HaShmita because it's the year where suddenly the people who were creditors a few days ago and who were debtors a few years ago, suddenly they are in a state of having that withdrawn. The creditor is not a creditor anymore, the debtor is not a debtor anymore, and that is what's happening over here. That the Torah says on Sukkot, it's a Moirde Gezach, it's a Zman Simchoseinu. Let's ask ourselves, how did all the creditors feel on that Sukkot? Yeah? Until a few weeks ago, this fellow owed the money and they had some hope of collecting it. Now suddenly, Shomoid Kolbal Mashe Yoda, withdraw your hand, you can't mourn anymore, you can't go and collect it anymore. So he should be happy on Sukkot. Maybe he's got thousands of dollars there which he suddenly can't collect anymore. And the Torah says, no, you know, you'll be happy. You know, after the Shnas HaSheva, after you've gone through a whole year of having the avoider of the Sodeh taken away from you, the Shabbos Ha'oretz, of living through the Shabbos Ha'oretz, what does a Yid do during the Shmita year? He can't work in the field, so what does he do? He sits and learns. And you've come and you've connected again with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You've connected throughout a whole year with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You've connected that, and you're back with that. So you realize that things are not so... Nothing is so important. The money is not so important. The possessions are not so important. The fields are not so important. It's Sukkot in the eighth year. It's the happiest moment in the Jewish life, you could say. Why? And this is the Nakuda which this Yid in the article made, that why is the Hakel, the mitzvah of Hakel, identified as falling in this Shnas HaShmita, of falling in this wondrous eighth year, where suddenly there's a complete equality anymore. The creditor is not a master, the debtor is not a servant. Eved loive le'ish malve. Bederech Klal Mishle says that you're a loive, you're an eved. Eved loive le'ish malve. Suddenly on this Sukkot, the debtor is able to breathe freely. I'm not a debtor anymore. I'm not an eved to anybody. I don't owe a penny to anybody. And even if I borrow some money since Rosh Hashanah, yeah, but stam alvo shloshim yom. So on Sukkot, I'm still not a debtor anymore. I'm not an eved. And that's the point of the article which he wrote, was that this is the idea of Hakel. We've shown that Hakel is a mini Mamet Hasina. We saw that from the Lashonos of the Psukim. We saw it from the Lashon of the Rambam. We saw that Hakel, so that's the pshat. Why did the Torah date it with the Shnas HaShmita? What's it going to do with Hashmotas Ksofim? So what Ma'inyan Shmita Etzel Hasina, Ma'inyan Shmita Etzel Hakel, which is really the same thing, right? Because Hakel is Ma'amet Hasina. So Ma'inyan Shmita Etzel Hasina, Hashmotas Ksofim, Ma'inyan Shmita Etzel Hasina. The Teretz is, that's what it's got at Hasina. At Hasina we became a Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. We became a people of individuals, Vayisyatzvu B'tachtesoho. To be able to be Vayis Yatzvu, and this is the Kesha to the Loshen is Yatzvu, doesn't come from the article, that's like the Hemshech of what I was saying before, but the Maisa, that's what he's saying, that to be again at Mamet HaSinai, what was the Matzav of Mamet HaSinai? That everybody was equal, everybody was Choshev, everybody was a Tsar, Mamleches Koyanim, Sorim. There were no masters, there were no avodim, there was nothing. There were no rich people, there were no poor people. You had the mon, you had the anane kovod, everybody was there. Everybody was there in full awareness of his chashivas, mamlechas koyanim, a mamlecha of sorim, And those are the ones whom I want. Rutzoneinu liros es malkeinu, Chazal say that they said at HaSinai. Rutzoneinu liros es malkeinu. And how do I find my melech? By standing up straight. By yis yatzvu betachtis or. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants geus lovesh. He wants to be a melech over sorim. And that is how I come out to meet my melech. I stand up straight by tekiyas shofar. Oh, it's more than the world. And therefore, I need that it should be the shnas ha-shmita, dafka shmotas ksofim. I need that each person should feel free. He's got the burden of debt lifted from his shoulders. And now he can stand up straight together with his creditor and former creditor and stand up by Hakel and be mechaven kavona yeseira, like the Rambam says, to really, really, really lose himself in this enormous, miraculous kriya which the melech is reading out to them as a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as another Mamet HaSinai, and he can do that. He's in a matzav, in a psychological matzav of being able to do that, because he's standing tall and straight, unbowed by debt, and ki'ilu looking the creditor in the face. He hasn't been able to look at him for the last few years. He owes him money, and every time he passed in the street, he felt bad. Now in the Shnas HaShmita, they can both stand by Yis Yatzvu B'tachtis Ahor. Standing up straight, knowing oneself to be under the hanging mountain, knowing that really all my chashivas, all my individuality, all my being a choshuva entity, being a sar, but the greatness of the sar is manifest when he's able to be the pokaku chol yosef, where he's able to take the vertebrae and split them and give up his spine in bowing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So by tekiyas shofar we have the standing, by the avoda we have the maudim, koyrem or mishtachavim or maudim v'noflim al pneim, and both these experiences are legitimate and significant and indispensable experiences of the experience of the Yom Nevoim.